We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
You don't get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, Baseball Isn't Boring. Here we go. Opening day this week, and let me just tell you, I am so happy, in case you missed it, I'm so happy that we have partnered up with FanDuel. FanDuel, Baseball Isn't Boring, is brought to you now by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more, and we certainly did on Friday when we did the Betting Isn't Boring segment, the first of many with the Jonathan Papelbon, and he gave you basically the avenue to win money. He gave you all his futures bets. There you go. Betting isn't boring, but today it's about baseball not being boring. Yes, we are in the home stretch of spring training. This is the week we are getting ready, and there is no better thing to do than to look at, actually doesn't matter if you start off well. That's what we want to do. We want to take a look at, really doesn't matter if you start off well and how important it is to start off well. But first, the news, we talk about starting off well, and we start talk about opening day, we start talk about the news. Well, the biggest news in baseball, I think, coming out of Sunday with Anthony Volpe. Anthony Volpe, friend of the Baseball Isn't Boring, was on the podcast earlier this spring training. He has made the Yankees. And by the way, we are big fans of Volpe for this reason. Listen to this answer he gives when we ask our trademark question, why baseball isn't boring. Listen to this.
I asked everybody, why isn't baseball boring? There's no wrong answer, right? And this is like, it can be something very simple or whatever it is. So for you, why isn't baseball boring?
Yeah, for me, I don't know. It's just never, that word's never really been associated. I've never been bored playing.
You've never put boring in baseball in the same sentence.
Yeah, it's hard for me to relate to anyone that thinks that way, so I can't really argue against it.
I mean, that's solid. That's one of the better ones that we've had all spring. So congratulations to Anthony for making the Yankees. So new era over in New York. It's going to be really, really interesting. It spices things up when it comes to the Major League Baseball season. Same thing in St. Louis, Jordan Walker. I mean, this is getting exciting. So what we want to do, we want to use this week to get you ready for the baseball season as much as we can. The WBC did a great job of it, sure. We've been having tons of interviews and tons of conversations, but now we got to be on our A game. Now everybody has to be started to talk about baseball because the real games are upon us. So once again, I felt like the best way to approach this was, let's take a look at what's really ahead. What is at stake here? Is it important that baseball teams get off to a good start? All right, we have plenty of examples of historic starts. We get it. Well, the last historic start, the best last start was the 2018 Red Sox. They got off to a 17-2 start. So I asked Alex Cora on Sunday, the manager of that team, how important it is to get off to a good start. This is what he said.
How important is it, in your experience, to get off to a good start, or does it depend on the team? Like, obviously, in 2018, that's
I mean, we were 0-1. And the,
no, no, but I mean,
the,
like,
and the sky was falling.
18-2. That's what I'm looking at.
I was looking at 0-1, and Joe Kelly blew the save.
Bite your tongue.
Go back to Kyle. We were 0-3 in 21.
Yeah,
you know, like it's always good to you don't want to if you look at this division, you know, throughout the years, you know, it seems like somebody gets a great start. It does, and if you separate yourself from that, then you have to work hard to get back. You know, it happened to us in 19. We had to work very, very hard to get to the point that we were, and then it didn't happen. Last year, we worked hard, and then we got hurt, right? But at one point, we felt like we were one of the best teams in the big leagues. A great start is always a great start. And a great start is not 18-2. I mean, you play good baseball and you win series, you're going to be fine. And that's what we're trying to do. We haven't done that, you know, the last 2 years, early in the season. I mean, we lost the first series against Baltimore and last year in New York, right? Close games and all that, but you're going to win the series. So, you know, let's try to do that, you know, start, you know, instead of talking about, you know, the whole month, let's talk about weeks or let's talk about series, you know, and that's the way we take it, you know, and if we do that, we're going to be fine.
Can you typically feel that? Like, I remember you felt really good about that 2018 team heading in. Mm-hmm. Could you typically feel like at the end of spring training?
I tell you, in 19, we didn't feel great going into Seattle for obvious reasons, you know, like, I mean, physically, it felt like we were in August going there because of all the traveling and everything, you know, and, I think the last 2 years we felt good about our group going into Boston and we got swept, or going into New York and losing 2 out of 3. You know?
So obviously Alex and the Red Sox went on to win the World Series that year. They went on to win 180 games, so forth and so on. Another guy who knows what's what when it comes to getting off to good starts, a team that last year won 111 games. 111 regular season games. That was the Los Angeles Dodgers. So on May 1st, they were at 14-7, and they didn't slow down. So what did that mean? Well, you know, I wasn't there, but somebody who was there was Justin Turner. So Justin Turner, I caught up with him and asked him about that dynamic, about both personally and with the team, the importance of in terms of getting off to a good start. I don't think there's anybody better to talk about this in recent terms than Turner. So here you go. Here's Justin Turner talking about getting off to a good start.
Yeah, I just think if you actually sit down and think about it, like, you know, if you're 3-for-50 in April, it's going to look pretty ugly on the board. But if you're hitting 250 in June and you go 3-for-50 and you drop down to 220, it's not going to look as ugly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's common sense, really. But that's the reason we play 162 games and it's called an average.
And I'm seeing also more for the team as well. I mean, we go back to here, the example, in 2018, they get off to a really great start and sort of set the tone for that season. In your experiences as a team, and especially with a bunch of newcomers, does that mean anything?
I think, you know, you just never know which game's going to be the one that, you know, caused you to miss the playoffs by a game or caused you to miss the division by a game. So having the mentality that whether it's April or whether it's September, that we're going to come into the field every single day and do whatever we can to win a baseball game, I think is relevant. So asking, like, is it important to get off to a good start? I mean, I don't think it's, like, the end-all be-all, but obviously, like, it's nice to get off to a good start. Mm. I mean, and sometimes it takes teams a little bit while to settle in and click and kind of figure out their identity, but of course every single one in here wants to and would love to, you know, get off to that, you know, 20-4 start. Like that'd be a nice start to the season.
The example for teams, the one in 2020 for you guys, the Dodgers,
I don't. I know it was a shorter season, but did you feel that way? I know that you had right out of the gate, you had the series in Houston and that whole thing, and maybe that was a bonding thing. I don't know. But do you have examples from your career of teams that did that?
Yeah, I mean, we've had teams that. So basically, the start, what it does is it creates a narrative for the writers and the fans, right? If you get off to a good start and then you end up, you know, slowing down and missing the playoffs, what's the word I'm looking for? You disappointed or you failed or you fell off. Mm. But if you get off to a slow start and you make a run in September, you know, you're the underdogs rallying and, you know, making this late run, right? So, like, it's all, I guess, perspective on how you look at it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, we want to show up and win every single game. We want to every single day to be a hot day, right? Like, it's not about, oh, like, we need to go, like I said, like, 15-5 every month, right? Like, but we want to show up and win one game at a time and play one day at a time and worry about that game, and then we'll figure out how to do it the next day.
All right, and finally, a guy who is always great to talk to, and a guy whose team got off to a really good start last year, and I'm talking about Rocco Baldelli. Rocco Baldelli, the manager of the Minnesota Twins. So last year, they got off to a 13-9 start, but they finished 6 games under .500. They were red hot to begin the year, didn't work out. Another example of this, the Angels last year, remember them? They got off to this start, 15-8 start, and they end up finishing 16 games under .500. We know what happened there. Joe Madden gets fired, so forth and so on. But then, last year, as Alex Cora mentioned, there's always seemingly one team in that division that gets hot out of the gate and sort of fuels themselves the entire year. Last year it was the Yankees. Remember, they got off to this 16-6 start on May 1st. They were 16-6. And they just never looked back. They cruised the rest of the way. And remember, I mean, this is another part of the conversation about how important is spring training. And we get into this with Rocco a little bit. How important is spring training? Because that Yankees team last year, they were 8-10 in spring training. I personally, and as I tell Rock, I feel like you have to be playing well at the end of spring training. That's the important thing. Not the record, but playing well at the end of spring training. That's it. So now, is it the be-all, end-all to get off to a good start? No, it's not. We've already heard this from people, and we're going to hear it from Rocco. The two teams in the World Series last year, the Astros on May 1st, 11-11. They went on to win 106 games. The Phillies, they were 11-12. We knew that, we saw their roller coaster. They landed in the World Series. So it's not the be-all, end-all. So there's plenty of examples and plenty of conversation. It's not just cut and dry. Oh, my goodness, you got to get off to a good start or else. Oh, my goodness, you got to have a spring training or else. No. Once again, there's no better person, I feel, to talk about this just because he's always great to talk to. He's a real one. Rocco Baldelli. So that's what we did. I sat down with Rocco for about 10 minutes. So before you hear from Rocco, I want to remind you, subscribe, rate, review, follow. Thank you to everybody. Also, great article by Tyler Kepner in the New York Times talking about Joe Kelly's sit down with Rob Manfred in the book A Damn Near Perfect Game. There is no better way to celebrate opening day than to buy a damn near perfect game. Baseball isn't boring. Buy the gear, t-shirts, sweatshirt, swing juice. You can go to the @BB isn't boring social accounts, find the links there. Yes, I'm saying it all. I'm lumping it all together. But there is no better way to spring into your day than to listen to this podcast. And most importantly, there is no better way to spring into your day than to finish off the podcast by listening to the great Rocco Baldelli. So here you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, one of the best managers in the game, Rocco Baldelli. Why you don't want me to say that? No? Okay, anyway, I'll say it anyway. The importance of getting off to a good start. You've been on teams playing, managing, coaching, and everything else. It's sort of eyewash, really. You look at a 162, but at the same time, I've seen examples of it sort of being a springboard and setting the tone. Am I wrong or am I right?
Yeah, I think teams can really do a good job of kind of catapulting themselves at the beginning of the year. And does it mean everything? Of course not. What matters is what happens at the end of the year and where you're sitting after a full season. But everyone wants the confidence and everything that goes along with starting strong, playing kind of free baseball, just going out there and, you know, not having to, deal with the stresses, because the alternative of struggling at the start kind of puts you in a different mindset. Sometimes guys can use that as motivation and turn their seasons around and end up having great years. You see that a lot of the time, too. But I think if you polled everyone and asked them what they thought about the beginning of the season, I think every single person, both staff and player, would say, no, I want to have a good start.
But you bring up a great point about, yeah, we can tell ourselves it's 162, but then you have the grind of, like, the media, the expectations, the I have to get right, or if we don't get right in a hurry, like, that sort of, I don't know if you had, like, any examples of that playing or managing or coaching.
Well, I think if you're in the game long enough, you see different sides of how a season can go. I think that, you know, as long as the team is strong and stable, I think teams can weather any kind of start in reality. But it does take a strong team to come out, not play their best, turn things around, have a fantastic year, and then go all the way. Because we're here to go win a World Series. You know, what does the first week or two of the season have to do with winning a World Series? Well, it can set a tone for the season in some ways. That's certainly the case. But ultimately, what everyone would like, everyone wants to have a year where, you get going, you start playing good baseball early, and you just carry it. You don't see the other side of it. That's rare. I wouldn't say that's something that happens very often, but that's really the goal, and it starts on game one.
Do you have, like, any, like, memorable starts one way or the other?
In 2019, we started strong, and you don't play with the added stress of the alternative. You start strong, you play well, and you ride it. That is not really the way baseball is. Baseball season is meant to be played, but it can happen, and it kind of lessens some burdens. But truthfully, in order to win a World Series, in order to go deep in the playoffs, in order to have a club that's prepared to do that, you have to be ready to deal with anything and everything. And I think that you almost do want to see how your team responds when things do not go your way, because you're going to see what they're going to do late in the year and even in October when you see how they respond to the difficult situations. You need to be prepared for everything. But again, if you're going to ask me, I would like it.
Yeah, you like to win.
I'd love the fast start with a lot of wins. That sounds great.
That sounds good. And then it comes to spring training. And Rocco, like, I've had this conversation a million times. We try not to get sucked in to spring training, right, too much. But at the same time, you might have actually been on Red Sox team in 2009, right? 2009. Got off to a bad start that year. Right?
Maybe something like that. I don't remember exactly.
I remember, like, some really good teams where at the end of spring training you just weren't playing well. It just was sort of like, just didn't feel right. It's not about the wins and loss, but just wasn't playing. Actually, I think there was a lot of losses. And then it carries over and then get off to a bad start and you're uphill. And I think, you know, end up going to the postseason. But still,
from your viewpoint about the importance of ending spring training and using that as just playing well at the end of spring training?
Well, everyone does want to play well, but I do think that if you're handling your work and you have your major league team and your major league players responding to the messages in the clubhouse and going out there ready on opening day, that's probably the most important thing, if you ask me. I've seen many, many different spring training situations, both team-wise, big picture, and individual players who have had a spring that looked one way, and the second the season starts, it is flipped on its head, and you have guys that struggled all of a sudden being your best players for the first month of the season, and I've seen guys that were the best player in the world in spring training, you know, have a tough go of it when the calendar turns and you hit April and you start playing. So I don't put too much stock in the statistical aspect of it. With pitchers, it's how they're throwing the ball. That does matter. Mm-hmm. With position players, I will bet on the good position players to be good when the season starts, regardless of how their camp's gone.
Do you feel
as long as they're healthy?
That's true. I mean, health is the most important. Do you feel good, like, heading in? I mean, if you didn't feel good, you probably wouldn't tell me.
I feel as good with our group and as confident with our group right now as I could possibly be.
And do you feel also that the second phase of that is the new way of baseball? This whole spring has been an adjustment for everyone. Do you feel like as we've got landed here that your group, for the most part, has a good grasp on how to play this game, how to manage this game, and all of that? Because this is another conversation we have to have this year, right?
I always say that players are very resilient, and they figure out and adjust to whatever we give to them. They always have, and they always will. And I think that these rules, I'll only speak for our team, but I'm assuming every team has spent a lot of energy and time to do everything possible to let these players figure this out, to mock these situations out, to discuss what's coming their way, and the guys will be ready to go. I do not think we're going to have very many challenges with the rules. Mm. I think the style of baseball, though, that we're going to see in 2023, it's going to be faster paced. I think there's going to be more space on the field for things to happen. I think the game is going to be really interesting because there's going to be people running around and runs being scored and action on the field, and you're going to have to get back to some core principles of playing baseball that maybe the game has kind of moved away from in recent years. So I'm already enjoying it, and the 2.5 hour game is a beautiful.
We had a 2-hour 6-minute game yesterday.
It's beautiful.
So, but here's the one last thing is that the one thing that you can't simulate in spring training is the 8th and 9th inning in a major league game. I mean, do you agree with that? Like, that's something that we're going to have to say because, you know, we're rushing around and we're having violations called and we're doing all this, which is all fine. But the intensity of those last 2 innings, I mean, that's, have you thought about that at all?
Oh, there's going to be some explosions in different ways and in different situations. We're going to see everything under the sun this year.
Yeah.
But I will say that if we're going to play the game consistently, under the rules that we have right now, we're going to have to deal with it. The game is not going to slow down just because it's the most important moment in the game. The game is going to continue at the same pace, and the game will be finished eventually. That will be the end of it. But it's not going to. The game is not going to itself at its. The way the game is being played, it's not going to change. So we have to be ready for that. So the pitchers on the mound and the hitters that have to get in the box, they're not going to get the extra time because that's when the game normally does slow down and the tension builds and things start playing out and everyone's on the edge of their seat, us included. That all is going to be a little bit different because the game is just going to keep moving. And I like games that keep moving.
T-shirt on the line. Why baseball isn't boring? Why isn't baseball boring? I ask this to everybody, right?
This is my thing.
Why isn't baseball boring? And there's no wrong answers. Papelbon told me it's because it's grown men wearing tight pants. Because, you know, Eduardo Perez gives you a 4-inning answer that belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer. I like asking this question.
Well, I'm not that interesting, but my answer always to questions resembling this. My answer is always just open your eyes, look at the players. That they if they don't grab your attention, you know, then you might be watching the wrong thing. but these guys are terrific. They're absolutely terrific, and it all comes back to them. So look up, because they're, what they can do is amazing.
That's basically what Rob Manfred said too. So there you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.